Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has walked back on remarks she made on Morning Report yesterday about a trans-Tasman bubble with Australia. Yesterday she told us restrictions on movement between Australia's states would need to be removed before travel with New Zealand would resume. Later in the day, though, she said questions about interstate borders were for Australia to answer. Let's talk with Casey Briggs, a reporter with the ABC. Thanks for being with us, Casey.
Hi, Susie. Good to be with you.
So what is the situation with states? Which ones are closed and why?
Yeah, well, I mean, Australia, you know, to give you an example of just the caseload of coronavirus cases in Australia, we had 9 cases yesterday, and that's been pretty typical of what we've been seeing. And we're seeing the cases really clustered in just a few of the Australian states. 4 states, South Australia, the Australian Capital Territory, the Northern Territory and Tasmania, they haven't had cases in at least a week, in some cases up to 3 weeks. And part of that is because, you know, the borders being closed means, you know, the cases can't get in. So lots of those states, particularly some of those that have, you know, smaller healthcare systems or are protecting more vulnerable communities, including remote Indigenous communities, have basically not let anyone in for quite some time. And really, it's just the biggest states, Victoria and New South Wales, which have had the most cases, which have not closed the borders in any way, shape or form. And I guess that may, you know, there's no reason for them to, because they've, you know, they've had the most cases. They've been an exporter of cases at this point, so, you know, there's no reason for them to. Now states are very slowly, one by one, considering when their borders will change, when their border closures will change, I should say. None have yet said they will lift them, although I think the conversation's starting to head in that direction.
Okay, so if the states decide to lift the internal border, if you like, or lift the internal lockdown, does that mean that they're also keen to open up to travellers from New Zealand?
Yeah, the borders have been a very vexed political issue. So Queensland, for example, is one state that said they're not going to take rush this in any way, and the medical authorities there have even said things like they'd like to see 2 full incubation periods, 28 days of this, 28 days in the state with no cases, before they would consider opening up the borders to really make sure that they've got no community transmission. It's led to, you know, the Premier of New South Wales joking that, you know, she might be able to get to Auckland before she can go to Brisbane. You know, that's the level of lockdown in Queensland. Now, whether, you know, that ends up being the case is unclear. Whether there's a bit of sort of, you know, political posturing. Queensland does have a state election coming later in the year, so, you know, whether it's in the interests of that state's government to sort of take a hard line and really, you know, really be seen to be strong on this, it's a bit unclear. You know, I think the pressure from, you know, airlines, certainly the pressure from people that have been separated from families that want to go and see loved ones in other states that just want to take a holiday is starting to grow. And, you know, the longer that we have very small numbers, and I should also say lots of the, you know, a large number of our cases in Australia remain people that are citizens that are coming home to Australia and have been in quarantine for 2 weeks. And so lots of those cases, you know, don't even really contribute to the spread of the virus because they've been in quarantine. Mm. Really, the underlying levels of local transmission are extremely low in Australia.
Casey Briggs, thank you very much. A reporter with the ABC at 20-